very important. Give me a chumash. Very important thing. It's mainly Pasha Yisroi, but I'm going to talk a few minutes over here today. What's the tight words? Tight words. Very important things again. What's the only going to say? You have to makna the stock solution. How do you know? You're using it for kesef. Shomim. Almas of the grow. Similamid base. Tzorach litain lo. Okay. Okay. Vayomer el paroi. And Shemois, Shalach Asami, Yechoygu Liba Midbar. What does it mean, Yechoygu Liba Midbar? What does it mean, Yechoygu Liba Midbar? What should they do? What chag are you talking about over here? What's the chag? Another question is, another question. Another question. Derech shloishis yomim neilech v'amidbor v'zavach l'Hashem alakenu chashe yoyim areleinu. How long are they going to be away? 3 days. What's going on over here? What is it over here? What over here? Over here? What's over here? Derech shloishis yomim. Then there's a kasha that they all at the beginning of the parsha. You have three lashonos of gula. You have abakosis for the four lashonos of gula. What's the four? It's Tsesi. No, who knows? Yitzalti, Galti, Lakachti. So everybody is. We have the Hevesi. Where's Hevesi? So some say that's the fifth case. Kos Shel Yehu, when Mekuyim, then you have, right, I wasn't Mekuyim yet, but then it was Mekuyim. Then, so you had five cases. So the what's the choices yomim? The kachtik dals varim. Yeah. That's the Hevesi. Father shows of gula. The answer is like this. They all talk about it. Look in the Embassy Yaakov Yom Kamenetsky. They say very balbatish answer. They asked, they would have come back after 3 days. But he said no. He said he could have gotten away with it for 3 days. But he said no. Then Hashem took him for what he had gained. Now the answer now is there's another big mystery over here. There are words that keep on repeating themselves. And keep on repeating themselves. They said, which Yom Tov? Which Yom Tov? Let me tell you. The words kept on repeating themselves. Which words? Here. Vayem and Moshe and Boy, Yam Ata Titan Biodeno Zvachem Vailois. Where else do you have these words Zvachem Vailois? No, where else do you have those Zvachem Vailois? What does it mean Zvachem Vailois?
Yes, sir.
A guy can't give Zvachem Shlomim. A guy can only give Vaila. You have it by Yisroi, he said, Vayikach Yisroi, Oilo Zvachim, Lelikim, Lechalechem Chaisa Mosh Lefnei Olikim, what do you mean Lefnei Olikim? Then you have later on, a fourth time, really. Rashi has the fourth time. We have, what does it mean, Zvachem Vailois? And I'm so shocked that nobody talks about it. It says, shock. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, Vayalo Eilois Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlobim Vashem Parim Eilois Zvachim. What's going on over here? The answer is that I'm not talking about it today, but Eon, we have much more to say about it. And Yisrael, Yisrael has it. But to just to know a little bit what's going on, has it. How does a ger become a ger? Huh? Three things that to become a ger. Mila, Vila, and Carbon. About Kabbalah's mitzvahs? The Rabbanu Shel Rosh says you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We might have 50,000 ger without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right, the Vatican, one of the Russians. They don't need a. But the Gemara says you have to have. The reason why the Kabbalah's mitzvah is not counted in the things, why not?
That's good.
That's not a thing you need.
That's
Gerus.
That isn't it?
That's Gerus. Gerus is Kabbalah's Torah, Kabbalah's mitzvah. You don't need Kabbalah's mitzvah. Right. That's Geirus, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Rambam says so. She yichnas the call the Kabbalayim Oil Torah. It's not you need to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Otherwise, you're not Geirus over here. But you have the three things to make a Geir: Mila, and Tefillah, and Korban. There's a pasuk of his man said it's not makib the korban. We don't have a lezeris seichem. What's the korban? So the steers from Rambams. One place is olu zvachim, and the other place leaves out the shlomim. The answer is again barich is not now. What makes the gerus is the olu. What's the shlomim? When you become a ger, you chayav in simcha. Right? See, that's the Shlomim. That doesn't make the Gerus, that's afterwards. like all the Russian Gerim, and the Megayer, they go out to celebrate and they have pork chops. Pork chops. Yeah. You have to celebrate the Gerim. So that's exact. What was Har Sinai? What was the Korbanos were the Korban Gerus, Elu Zvachim. Some, what, don't some say Parod Mizgayer? In your Chazal like that? Parod himself was Mizgayer? What? Chazal like that. That's the Tzit Gamata, Tzit of Elu Zvachim. You also going to become a Gerus. That was a Gerus. Which chag would it be? What was the name of the chag that they had in mind that Moshe was asking for? What was the name of the chag? Shavuos. Who says that? Ben Bechayei. Right, chag means Shavuos. When you're Megayer, Mantara is the source of all Gerus. Right. Shuvu lachem v'aleichem. You stay with your wives. Either wives were arayas. How can they stay with the wife? What's the answer? Yeshen's gaya. Because Shanel adomi. Rus. Shuvus. Mantara. That's all one thing. So then what did then? You have ever knami. And he runs away. And it's terrible to shame Gerus. What's it then? No. It becomes Ois Eved. What's the rule called? Hektish, no. Chometz. What's the next word? V'shichur, mafkeim v'dei shibud. So that's what they were saying to Paroi. Let us go to Har Sinai. Right. Once they go to Har Sinai, what do they become? Jews. They become Gerim. That's Hetzah Shichrom of Kirim Adei Shibud. Zomela, by itself, the Abdus is Poka. Right. They weren't fooling him at all. Right. He wouldn't believe it anyway, but that's what would happen. They'd go to Har Sinai. And what happens? What was that sin all about? Shavuos. Gerus. That's Elu Zvachim. What's Elu Zvachim? That's the carbon that they become Gerim. Memela, a Goyish Eved. Even a Jewish Eved Knani, belongs to a Jew. The minute he becomes what? Meshuchar, which means Gerus. And there was a shibbet on him. He was an apotheke. Right? That's it. The owner of El Knaini borrows money and makes them a poitiki. You hear that? And then the becomes a Jew. Correct? What's it then? What happens to the Shibud? Hektish, Chomets, Shich, Mafkim, and Shibud. That's what they were saying. Give us 3 days and we go to Har Sinai. We get the Torah, and become with the Torah. What do we become now? We become Yisraelim, Gerim, right? What's the rule of call? You ever heard of all your life? You heard it now. My Rabbah, that's where? Which Masech is this? Getting off, ma'am. It's also where? Where? I can hear you. It's in Achayvul, I think. So, but you may well get. I'll show you. Hexish Chantz Shichur Mafkim Yidei Shibud. So that's what it's all about over here. Not they would come back. They wouldn't come back. It's, I'll tell you why. It's not Chal in a Ben Chorin. Shibudim of Eved. Right, why not? The Tata, the Kedushas Yisrael, he eliminates Here it is. I told you, Tachoy, Baba Kama Tzadik, Yvomis Memvov, that's the more, I have a Kanani over there. Some of Zion Service Nuntes, Nizdorim Pevov, and Gitten Mem Amid Beis. Hektish Chomitz, Vishichwa. What's the case of Hektish? What do? You made a cow or a sheep for a pointer key, you mark the shit, what happens? Boom. But it's a pointer key. That's hektish. What's chametz? You made bread into a pointer key. Right, the Pesach comes. What happens is a pointer key. Boom, became chametz. Became osabano. Shechru, made of a knani. Into a pointer key. And that way your freedom, you know that? Became a Jew. Not just your freedom. When you're free, what does it become? That's just your freedom. That's just your freedom. What does it become when you're free? What does it become? Comes a yid. Boom. Oh, it's a poetiki.
What are the second tefillahs there about?
That's what was. That's what he said. Let's go to the midbar. I mean, they were fooling him. No, he wouldn't believe it anyway. Probably that's it, this thin. Right. The Ketushi is Israel. He wouldn't believe it. You tell him he wouldn't believe it. It does. It works. Hetish comes with Shichur. That's why a Jew can never be an Eved. Eved Ivri could become. Eved Ivri is not an Eved at all. It's a big fake misnomer. Eved Ivri is not an Eved. Fakat, he's the Adoin. You can't, if you tell the Eved Ivri, scratch my back. You will have the Raisa. Right? Let's hear the Bible of the Seven. Right? He's the whole Mandioma, the whole boss. Yeah, we say Evan Shas. Never say what Evan Shas. What does it mean? What kind of Evan are you talking about? Evan Kanani, yes, that. Say Evan. Right. The Mishnah says, Shaleach, Hakok Shem, Hakam Shem Hovis Aged, Chutz Me Eved. What kind of Eved are you talking about? Eved Kanani. So that was the plan over here. That they would go to Sinai and Mekabel the Torah and become Gerim and Memela. Not Shach to go back. It would be Pokal Agam. You hear the Pshat? This is Shul Leib says this. Emes Lamita Shul Torah. But not making a deal over here. It's a Mafkia. Now, I want to tell you, let's finish off the thing over here. Why no Vevesi? The answer is, so the Goyen Tain is you don't even count Lakachti. The first three, Gula, Tzalti, Galti, Tzalti, Tzesi, that was Mitzrayim. When was Lakachti? That's by Hasinai. Right. That was later, 7 weeks later. Why is that counted in the full shares of Gula? The answer is very simple. The first three are not really completed, right? Tzias Mitzrayim doesn't mean like Lincoln made the Schwarzes Chayes free. The Gula Mitzrayim became Nigolim was fulfilled by Hasinai. How do you know? But Tziach Esarom Azeh Tav by Tziach Esarom Mitzrayim Tav Lusalikim Alahor Azeh. That's the Gula. Lakachti. That's the Gula. The Gula wasn't to make them wild savages in Harlem or in the White House. It means to make them into Mamlechas Kainim, the Goy Kodosh. Shruis is Atzeres, means the last day of Pesach is Shruis. Right. Right. So you have Lakachti is the fourth Lashon of Gula. It's the Gemara Gula. But Hevesi, what's Hevesi mean? I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is very, very important and very beautiful and very honorable. Very wonderful. There's nothing to do with finishing off the Shem Yid. Nothing whatsoever to do you can complete yid. Rav Chaim Brisk was never in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a complete yid. Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know? That is, you don't have to learn if you're missing the lakachti. So then maybe you need a hevesi. However, for the losers, but someone, a regular, right? The gula is a lakachti. It says he's out to go lakachti. Hevesi is a wonderful thing, admirable. Right. But first comes lakachti. Lakachti is the shem yid, the shem gula. Was completed completed. Completed. Where was it completed? Huh? In Har Sinai. Which country is Har Sinai?
Egypt.
Palestine. Out of the country over there. Right. So that is Lakachti. That's why the fifth Lashon you don't count, and the fourth Lashon you do count. The Geus. That was the whole purpose, but it's a pasuk over in the Shemais, but Tziach is. As that was the shock of a tower of Moshe and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, what are you making me the shliach? I'm a kvad peh. I'm a shtickle lamdan over here. What are you picking me to be the... Right. What did Hashem say?
Yeah.
Shtickle lamdan. That's what we need over here. That's what the whole thing is about. You know? The lamdan, he said, that's the shakvatai over there. But what do you mean? What do you want from my life? I don't know, you're making me right. So he said, no. As a matter of fact, when the blazer shach, tremendous masmid, and the Baron Cutler pushed him into politics, into joining Ritzes, So the Briskerov heard about it, and he didn't like jokes too much. He was very, a serious man, but he was rolling on the floor. Reb Lazer's in politics. You heard? Reb Lazer's in politics. You heard? Like he was out of it, Right? Mamash out of it. Like in the morning, we're tefillin. It was 20 minutes. A bocha came over Rosh Hashiva, you forgot to show Rosh. Yeah? You couldn't show Yad and get. I'm looking at the word for it. Yeah? Rosh Hashiva, you forgot to show. Yeah. You hear blazes and politics, hear that? So what does that show you? Not only was it, he was the shrewdest politician they ever had in the Knesset. He was the shrewdest politician. Not Ruchnis, not Moshe Rabbeinu Ruchnis. In politics, he was the shrewdest politician that the Knesset ever saw. Hafochba the Kula Bo. Okay. Well, I'm talking about this is very important over here. I'm speaking about Israel. Oh, this is
Sunday we're doing the run.